Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, you guys. This is Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the shift in power in dating in today's world, okay? This is very relevant to what is going on in the dating world. Years ago in dating, it was very traditional where the man would have to pursue the woman, all right? And today, it's shifted. It's shifted because of supply and demand. And I've talked about this numerous times. Supply and demand, how many options somebody has. And what's going on really in the dating world, as I see it, is that women have lowered their standards. Women are out there dating and they're accepting dates that are beneath what they should be accepting. As a matter of fact, they're not even dating. They're just meeting somebody. They're going and they'll meet somebody by their car. They'll have somebody to their house or they'll go to their house. They're not having the man put in any effort. And so now it's kind of like everybody's expected it to be like, oh, well, you know, we're gonna meet, but there's going to be no effort put in whatsoever. And the reason that this is happening is because of all the options with the dating apps and people hooking up and a lot of women thinking like, oh, it's cool to do the friends with benefits. They're not making the men put in the work. And when you don't make them put in the work, you get less value. You are valued less. That's why you don't hear many people that go out on, you know, different kinds of dates that are put a lot of, they put a lot of effort into it. What you hear is people, they do the quick, you're lucky if you get a cup of coffee today. You're lucky if you get a cup of coffee today. Or people want to, you know, because of the COVID thing, let's go for a walk. Well, let's go for a walk is a cheap way, all right, of just getting together, making no effort to see you. There are things that you could do that don't spend, that don't cost a lot of money. You could eat outdoors because of the COVID situation. You could go get a drink somewhere. You could get a slice of pizza. You could go to an ice cream shop. You can go to a coffee shop. You could sit outdoors if you don't want to go in indoor dining. And, you know, that way you can sit and you can talk. But the thing is, a lot of women have just lowered their standards. And a lot more women are aggressive today. A lot more women are chasing the men. And that's why it's making it difficult for a lot of women that are thinking in terms of traditional dating. They're thinking in terms of, you know, going out with somebody and they should take them out on a date and put some effort in. Well, they're not going to put effort into you if they can go with their option two, who's telling them, well, I'll just meet you somewhere and we could talk on a park bench or we could take a walk somewhere. See, this is the problem because a lot of women have lowered their standards. They've become, and this isn't for everybody, you guys, but a lot of them have lowered their standards. They've become desperate. And I'm just going to say it like it is because it's the truth. And I'm going to give you an example. A good friend of mine, she went out on a date. They went to an outdoor restaurant. Her date ended up going into the bathroom, and two of the women that worked in the restaurant were talking about, oh yeah, he's the one who smells so good. He came out of the restroom, went outside to the outdoor table where they were sitting at, and that same waitress came outdoors and was flirting with her date and said, wow, somebody smells really good over here at this table, and was staring down her date. Now, I'm just using that as an example, but this happens a lot. This happens a lot, okay? The women have become the pursuers in a lot of cases. So when you're sitting there and you're saying, you know, why is it so difficult? Why do the men ghost me? Because they have so many options. Because there's so many women that are willing to take less. This is what's going on. There's so many women that are willing to take less that when you meet somebody, and this isn't for everybody, but it's for a lot of cases, when you meet somebody, their expectation is to not even have to plan a date or to do anything in a regular traditional way of dating. Their idea is to just see you, see what you look like, maybe have a little conversation, you know, in a lot of cases, have as cheap a first encounter as possible, maybe because you're one of many options and they don't want to invest a lot in you. So why are you allowing it? Why are you allowing it? Why are you lowering your expectations? I had somebody who was actually meeting people off dating apps, and she was telling me she would meet them in a parking lot and sit in her car and talk to them. And I told her, why are you doing that? First of all, that's unsafe. And number two, you're accepting, what you're basically saying is, I'm not worth much, okay? I'm pretty desperate, so I'll meet you in this car in the parking lot. I mean, come on. You have to, if you want to be treated with respect, if you want somebody to value you, you have to let them know that there has to be a little bit of effort put into it. Like I said, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You could go for a slice of pizza. You could do things that don't cost a lot of money. You could sit down at a table. You could order two drinks. You could have an appetizer. You could plan something. You could even, I don't know if you'd want to do that, but you could even, you know, go somewhere and, you know, maybe watch a drive-in movie even if you wanted to do something like that. But the point I'm trying to make is this. There's a shift in the dating world. And what you don't understand is you have more power than you know. You have more power than you know, but you're accepting less. You're accepting less because of the options that are out there. Because there's a lot of women that are chasing a lot of the men, okay? And I'm going to give you an example because I actually had a friend of mine, this particular person, he was a player type of guy, and he put up a post on Facebook and he had a lot of women on the post, and he said, should I let her pay for the date? And there must have been like 40 comments of women saying, well, I would pay for the date. I would pay for the date. Now, this is a first date, mind you. And they were all saying they would pay for a date. They have no problem paying for the first date. Okay. Now, what you're basically saying is that you're, you know, if you're not asking that person out and that person asked you out, you're pretty much saying, well, you know, I'm desperate. And I want to be with you so badly that I'm actually going to pay for the date. No, you lower your standards. And you know what? You're not valued anymore for it either. If you think that you're going to go out there and pay for these dates and somebody's going to just fall in love with you, they're not. They're going to look at you as, oh, you know, she doesn't have much going on for her to have to do that. And, you know, that's what a lot of the male coaches are now doing. They're coaching the men to tell the men, have the women chase you. Pull back. Don't show her interest. treat her like crap and she'll chase you more. And a lot of these women are falling for it. I mean, you guys, you have to, number one, you have to love yourself first. You have to think of yourself as a high quality person. And this can go for anybody. This could go for partner to partner or anybody. You have to value yourself as a person. And what you accept is what you'll get. So you have to let that person know, you know, you're a type of person, you want to get to know me, you know, make a little effort. I'm not just going to go meet you in a parking lot. I'm not just going to take a walk somewhere, like I'm on your checklist. Date number 5, let's take a walk through Central Park. And date number 6, I'll walk up by the East River. No. Because how much effort somebody puts into you shows you how much they like you. So the whole thing is, you want to show somebody that you're worth something. You're not just somebody that's so desperate that just going to meet them anywhere, for a cheap, $2 coffee, so to speak. All right. And I understand that a lot of people don't have money. It's not about the money. It's about the effort. It's about somebody being generous. It's about somebody showing you that they take an interest in you. It doesn't take a lot of money to show somebody that you're interested in them. Okay. So I just wanted to bring that up. And that's exactly what's going on, that there's a shift in the dating. The men have the upper hand today. They have the upper hand today because so many women are accepting so much less. So many women are hooking up with men, having sex with men, and the men are doing nothing for these women. Absolutely nothing. Now, other people will say, well, she wanted sex too. She wanted sex too. Okay. So what you're pretty much saying is you don't value your body, that you're so desperate for sex that you're just going to give sex to just anybody. All right. I'm sorry, but a hooker has more value than that. And a lot of people might not like what I'm saying, but I'm just going to call it like it is. To just have random sex with different people, you're not valuing yourself. You're giving your body away for free, and you're not getting appreciated for it. It's not going to go anywhere. And I can't tell you how many women are having sex with men and think that the man is going to fall in love with them. I had a very good friend. He also is another player who had this girl that he was friends with benefits for over 5 years. Like, they were very good friends and they were having sex for over 5 years. And she came to him and she said, she wanted more. This is what happens with the friends with benefits. Somebody gets feelings. She wanted to have a relationship with him. And he said, no. No, you knew what it was from the beginning. This is what it is. It was friends with benefits, which means that, I'm just going to use you and that's it. And I have no other use for you. All right. So basically, she got all hurt and mad and everything like that. They had an argument. He comes to me and he says to me, the funny thing about it is that I know I could call her today and she would be there and have sex with me. So this is what's going on. This is the desperation that is going on with a lot of women because of scarcity. They don't want to be alone. They have low self-esteem. So you have to love yourself first and say, these are my standards. You have to rise up to my level, not that I rise down to your level. This is the important thing that you have to keep in your mind, because when you lower yourself down to someone else's level because you're trying to have them like you, so to speak, they're gonna look at you and they're gonna say, boy, she doesn't respect herself. Look at what she's putting up with me. Look at what she's putting up with me. It's what I told you in my other podcast. In order to love somebody, you have to respect that person. So if you lower your standards, that person is going to see that you're taking more and more of their crap, and they're not going to respect you as much. And if they're not going to respect you, they're not going to feel that love that you're looking for. So you have to know your self-worth. You have to get into yourself. You have to build yourself up. And the right person, the right man, will recognize that. He will say, you know what? This is a classy girl. You don't see this everywhere. This is somebody that's rare. This is a diamond. And somebody that's worth something is going to recognize that. He's going to recognize that. It's like a lot of men will say, yeah, they'll look at Instagram pictures with a lot of women showing booty shots and everything like that. But would they want that girl to be their girlfriend or their wife? No, in a lot of cases, they wouldn't. They wouldn't, okay? So, you know, they want to, if they're looking for something long term, they want to be with somebody that is, that somebody that they could show, like, that they could respect that person. And when you look at a lot of people that are in relationships, a lot of the men have said, the reason I ended up with her is because she wouldn't take my crap, because she valued herself. She rose me up. She made me a better person. Okay? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Value yourself. Don't lower your standards just to have somebody. Don't fall into that web of feeling like, oh, there's not many good men out there, so I'll put up with it. What you put up with, and especially in the beginning, is what you'll end up with, okay? It's like I said, you know, if you're with somebody and that person is ghosting you and they've done it one or two times and you allow it, it's going to keep happening. And if you don't set that boundary, okay, it's going to keep happening. But if you do set the boundary and that person doesn't respect that boundary, you have to walk away. Otherwise, you're making a decision to say, you know what? I'm just going to be treated like this. I'm just going to be treated poorly. So you have to put your line in the sand. All right. So you have a choice. You could either be treated the right way, or you could allow somebody to treat you beneath the way you should be treated and then complain about it. And that's what happens a lot too, because a lot of these women are sitting there and they're complaining about these guys that they've been dating. Oh, he ghosted on me and then he called me. And well, why are you taking the call? Why are you giving that person your time? If you set your boundary and you let them know that is not acceptable to you, that's not going to fly with you, why are you still dealing with that person? Okay? You're lowering your value. And if you accept that, they're going to test you. They're going to test you with little things, maybe not calling you all night. That's the first test. Then maybe ghosting on you. And then the next thing they'll say is, oh, well, if she keeps taking me back, I could cheat on her. She's not going anywhere. See, when they think that you won't walk away, that's when you get treated like garbage. So you have to, you know, you got to be strong, you guys. You have to be strong. Otherwise, you're just going to fall into the same old cycle that a lot of these people are falling into, chasing, texting, you know, trying to get somebody to like you more. No, if somebody likes you, they're going to let you know they like you. And most of the time, the people that they like are the people that don't put up with the nonsense. And if they don't, you know, listen, if they don't want to meet your boundaries, then guess what? They weren't for you anyway. Then you're doing yourself a favor, because that person would have gave you a lot of misery. And that's why a lot of people have pretty, you know, on again, off again relationships, because they keep taking them back. They keep taking them back. And each time you take them back, your value goes lower and lower and lower. So, you know, you set that boundary, you let them know. But the whole point of this podcast was to talk about how there's been a shift in power to where the men actually, because of more options, because they don't have to go out like in the old days and go to a bar to meet somebody, that it's just a click online on, you know, the dating apps, Facebook, Instagram, they have the upper hand when it comes to relationships. Now, there are women that are doing the same thing. I will say that there are women that are doing the same thing. But when you look at the long term, okay, when you look at the long term, if you're a person that is trying to build a life, if you're a person that wants to get married one day, have children, have a family, how long can you play those games? How long can you do that friends with benefits thing? Okay, you're wasting your time when you could be giving your time to people that value you as a person. Give your time to people that like you, that show you that they are interested in you as a person by asking questions about you, by being consistent with you, by taking an interest and you know, giving you their time, their energy, and have no problem taking you out on a respectable date. Okay? I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. If you have any questions, you can go to my website. The link is in the bio. And have a great night. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.